Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
May I stand here?
Sure.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to take a look at that document. And if you turn the page, does it begin to... One more page, please. Does it begin to reflect the email chain?
Yes, it does.
Do you remember this email chain?
I remember seeing it when I reviewed it. I don't remember the intricate details of these messages.
Do you remember that photograph?
I don't.
Okay, could you turn the page? Is there text?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Without citing the phone numbers, I'd like you to cite the author of the text, and I'd like you to read the text to the jury.
Do you want me to date it in time or no?
Sure.
August 17th, 2022, 9:44 p.m., 25 seconds. Funny, I am going through his retarded client's phone.
I'd like you to read all of them, please.
Next one, no nudes so far. I hate that man. I truly hate him.
Hey, can you give the author for each comment? And can you start again because I want us to understand.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The author, whoever makes the comment, I'd like to have the name of the author.
I'm sorry, this document does not identify who the author is, sir.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yes.
It identifies this as your phone?
That is, yes.
But each comment doesn't identify who sent it?
No, it does not. I assume it's an extraction from one device, but...
I see. If you've made any of the comments yourself, would you tell us?
If I made those comments?
No, if you make any of them in here as you read them, will you point out if you...
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Please. Okay. And if you don't know who made the comment, could you just identify that for us as you read it so we know?
Okay, do you want me to continue the next page?
Why don't we start over because should have been more clear in my direction. Could you begin again?
So in the beginning, it says, funny, I am going through his retarded client's phone.
Is that your comment?
No, it is not.
Okay, next.
It appears to be the same person because of the way that the extraction happens, and it says no nudes so far. Again, this I believe it's the same person because all of these are identified as sent. It says, I hate that man. I truly hate him.
Do you have any belief that's Michael Proctor who is writing these?
Yes, I believe that is.
Next, please.
There is a blank page, and that's the end.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did you say you were suspended 5 days or lost 5 days vacation?
Lost 5 days of vacation.
Okay. And have you continued on your cases?
Yes, I have.
I want to go back to the evidence that you reviewed in this case.
Okay.
Did you get to look at the Ring video for John O'Keefe's home at Meadows?
Yes, I did.
Did you review the video over a period of time of January 28th and January 29th?
I did.
What were you looking for?
We were looking for activity to get a timeline. During investigations, different sources provide you information that can develop into leads. It also helps verify witness statements. It helps verify information that's coming in. We always trust, but we always verify the information that we take in from individuals we do not know. So although it could be a cooperating witness, you still have to verify that their information is accurate. Not that they might be intentionally misleading you, but three people can watch the same event and observe it differently. So it's good to talk to individuals and pick up on different facts that they remember, giving you a whole picture of what took place.
Did you review Ring video for January 28, 2022 and January 29, 2022?
I did.
With the court's permission, I'd like to show a number of segments of the video from January 28, 2022.
Okay, the one that's already in evidence?
It is. It's Exhibit 6.
Okay. When you reviewed the video from the Ring that Ring provided for Mr. O'Keefe's home on Meadows for January 28, 2022, did you review it from the morning time at about 7:18:55 throughout the evening?
On the 28th?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If I could have video 119. Thank you. After that video, did you have an opportunity to look at video at about 5:05 p.m.?
I'm sorry, there was a noise coming from a bag over here. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Can you repeat that question?
Sure. On January 28, 2022, did you have a chance to look at video from the Ring at about 5:05 p.m.?
Yes.
Could I have video 145, please? Thank you, Ms. Gilman. There's more video. Did you have a chance to look at video from a little later that evening, 7:36 p.m.?
Yes, I did.
Could we have video 149, please? Thank you. In your investigation, did you learn that the defendant's phone connected to Mr. O'Keefe's Wi-Fi at his house on January 29, 2022 at 12:36:39?
Yes.
Did you look for any ring video for that time,
12:36:39? Yes.
Was there any ring video on the production that was sent to you by Ring for the time period of around 12:36:39 on the evening of January 29, 2022?
There was no ring video for that time frame.
Did you look for ring video around 5:07:58 that morning on January 29, 2022?
Yes, I did.
Could we see video 153, please? Thank you. Did you review that video from 5:07:58?
Yes.
Did you later review video of 5:46:29?
Yes.
Could we play number 154, please? Could you stop that, please? Do you recognize what's in that video?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
That is top left corner is Mr. John O'Keefe's vehicle. Middle left side of the screen is a black Lexus SUV registered to Karen Reed with the license plate based on that registration. And then on the right side, I believe that's Miss Carrie Roberts' vehicle.
Did you see the people enter the house?
Yes.
Did you look for further video after the people arrived at 5:46:29?
Yes.
Was there any video of those three people leaving?
No, there was not.
Was there later video at 7:05:16 a.m.?
There was, yes.
Ms. Gilman, can we see video 155, please? Okay. Thank you. Did you later see video at 8:23 a.m.?
Yes.
Could we have exhibit or video 159, please? Thank you. Did you later see video at 10:36:28?
Yes, I did.
Could we have video 161, please? Could you stop that, please? Do you know who's in that video?
I believe it's Mr. Paul O'Keefe and Mrs. O'Keefe.
Could you please play? Okay, thank you. Did you later look at video of 12:04?
Yes.
And could we please play the 1 minute segment of video 165? Could you stop that video? Do you know who that is?
I believe that's the defendant.
Continue, please. Could you stop that? Do you know who exited the car?
I believe that's Mr. Reed.
Okay, continue, please. Thank you. Did you continue to watch the video from the driveway?
Yes.
During that time period?
Yes.
Did you see anybody else get out of that car that was in the back?
Yes.
And who did you believe you saw getting out of that car?
I believe it was the defendant's brother and possibly his companion. I don't know who that is.
Did you have a chance to watch the video?
Yes, I did.
At 12:35 p.m., could you play video 174, please? Thank you. Did you look at video from 12:40?
Yes, I did.
Could we have video 171? And 175. Thank you. Did you look for further video to see if there was any video for the time around when the Lexus was taken from Meadows that morning?
Yes.
Was there any video that was produced that shows the time around before and the time that Lexus was removed from that driveway that morning?
There was no video, no.
When you were at the Sallyport, did you get an opportunity to look at the Lexus's rear taillight area?
Yes, I did.
Did you get to make observations about the damage that you viewed that morning?
Yes, I was.
Did you later have a chance to see after the snow melted what that damage looked like?
Yes, I did.
Could I have Exhibit 54, please? Do you recognize what's in that photo?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize it to be?
That is the defendant's Lexus SUV that was seized and later processed. It's currently in the Canton Sallyport, I believe.
Could we close up on the right rear taillight, please? Do you notice anything about that right rear taillight?
Yes.
What do you notice?
It's missing a large red portion of the lens.
Is that consistent or inconsistent with the damage that you saw when you first saw that car?
That is 100% consistent.
Did you get an opportunity to see any video or photographs of that right rear taillight before the car was placed in the Sallyport video?
Yes.
Did you view the ring video from Mr. O'Keefe's Meadows Ave address?
Yes.
If we could go back to video 153 from Exhibit 6. If you could play this, please. Did you have a chance to review this video?
Yes.
Is this at 5:07:58 a.m. on January 29, 2000?
Yes, it is.
Please, do you notice anything about the right rear taillight in that video?
Yes.
What do you notice?
It's showing white and is missing the red taillight cover lens.
Could you zoom back out for a second, please? Could you continue? And I'm going to ask you to stop in a second. Stop, please. And do you notice anything about that still of that video?
Yes, it's consistent with its appearance of missing that red taillight lens.
If you could play the vehicle leaving the driveway, please. Thank you. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Hand you a document, sir. Do you recognize what's in that?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's a still frame from the ring footage taken of the video we just watched of the Lexus SUV leaving, and the red, large red portion of the rear taillight is missing.
I'd like to move this into evidence.
Okay. Any objections, Mr. Jackson?
No, Your Honor.
If I may correct the record, the ring video exhibits are from 12A, not Exhibit 6.
Okay.
At some point later that afternoon, you shared, or mid-afternoon, you went to Dighton, but before that, did you review any other evidence of the damage to that taillight before you and Mr. Proctor even got to the Dighton address?
Yes.
Could I have Exhibit 10, please? Did you have a chance to view still photos from the wellness check that was conducted by the Canton Police Department and videos on the dash cam?
Yes, I did.
Did you review this photograph?
Yes, I did.
And could we show a close-up on Exhibit 11? Did you have a chance to view the dash cam from this footage at 8:26:31 a.m. relative to the damage to that right rear taillight?
Yes, I did.
You shared with us that, you can take that down, please. You shared with us that after this time, somewhere around 3:15, you went to Dighton?
Yes.
And you shared your observations when you got out of your truck and walked towards the car?
Yes.
Was there any difference between the damages that you've seen in the video, the photograph, and what you saw that morning?
The only difference is the amount of snow that's impacted on the vehicle. The damage is consistent. The large red lens is missing in every single piece of every single image that I saw.
You mentioned that there was a tow of that car in Dighton that you were there for.
Yes.
Were you aware that video footage was provided to us from that tow?
I was made aware, yes.
I'd like to enter into evidence a video from alarm.com.
Okay.
No objection, Your Honor.
Thank you. Exhibit 105.
Did you view the video that was provided to us relative to the right rear taillight?
From alarm.com?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Court's permission, I'd like to play that for the jury.
Okay.
May I have a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
This is video one, Your Honor.
Okay. Could you play video two, please? Could you stop, please? Do you notice anything about the color of the right rear taillight?
Yes, it was white.
Could you continue, please? Thank you. You can put the lights on, please. Thank you. Sir, did you have an opportunity to review video from the from C.F. McCarthy's on the evening of January 28th, 2022?
Yes, I did.
Did you have an opportunity to review videos from the Waterfall Bar on January 28th, 2002?
Yes, I did.
Did I say January 29th, 2022?
Yes.
Did you review all the entire relevant time periods?
Yes, I did.
When you reviewed those videos, were there a number of different things you were looking for?
Yes, there was.
Can you share with the jury what you were looking for?
We were looking for consistency in statements that were already received through interviews. We were looking for description of clothing individuals were wearing at the bar, at those locations. We were looking for any evidence of aggressive behavior, any sort of information we could learn to help us with the investigation. We're also looking to see and document how much alcohol consumption was on the recordings.
When you went through the videos, did you happen to have an opportunity to copy and clip portions of relevant time frames regarding alcohol ingestion?
Yes.
Did you put all of those videos together in a sequence to show the course of the night, times when you could identify alcohol ingestion?
Yes, I did.
Did you put that into a video format for a presentation?
Yes, we did.
You know, I think this presentation may take a few minutes.
All right, we'll raise the counsel inside for just a second, please. Jurors, feel free to stand up.
May I approach?
Yes.
Sir, I'm giving you the CD. Do you recognize that?
Yes, I do.
And what is it?
It is the PowerPoint presentation of the timeline from C.F. McCarthy's and Waterfall from January 28th, 2022.
I move this into evidence as an exhibit.
Mr. Jackson, is no objection?
There's no objection on that.
Okay. This is the 106.
Yes, I do.
What are they?
There are still frames from C.F. McCarthy's on January 28, 2022 at 9:26:01 as timestamped on the footage cam.
Are there four photographs?
There are.
Can I move these four photographs into evidence?
Okay.
No objection.
Thank you. Is one exhibit again with the letters, please?
Sir, I'm showing you four more photographs. Can you take a look? Can you recognize?
Yes, I do.
And what are they?
They're still shot photos of the waterfall surveillance footage from the night of 28th into the morning of 29th.
All right, move these four photographs into evidence.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay.
108A through 108B.
Thank you. Your Honor, could I proceed with the PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Trooper, I may stop you at a couple points.
Yes, sir.
Could you explain to us what this is?
Yes, from left to right, it is chronological events that took place at CF McCarthy's. This is surveillance video from one of their cameras within the bar. It should be noted that the video is time-stamped 12 minutes behind actual time. So when it says 9:03, when it is 9:03, the frame will be time-stamped 20:51, which is 8:51. So that's the time discrepancy, which is consistent throughout the surveillance footage.
So the times that are displayed in those arrows, is that the accurate time?
The arrows are the accurate time, and the time stamped 12 minutes behind actual time.
In these videos, are you identifying drinks that were received in drink and had been consumed by the defendant?
Yes. So the first video, as it is labeled, it's the defendant arriving. The next one will be the ordering of the drink and receiving the actual cocktail.
Okay, let's start with the first video at 9:03, please. Can you stop it there? Do you recognize who's in that video?
Yes.
From left to right of people that you recognize and identify the clothing they might be wearing?
From left to right, it'll be Mr. John O'Keefe wearing the gray sweatshirt that was displayed earlier. And then the defendant, who he is trying to embrace with one arm there. I do not know who the other individuals are in the shot.
Okay, thank you. If you could continue, please. If we could proceed to 9:10. What did that show, sir?
It showed the defendant receiving her first tall vase, cylindrical style cocktail glass with a lime in it and a straw to go along with it.
9:27, please. And what was depicted in that video that you saw?
In that video, we see the defendant get handed her second cylindrical tall style cocktail glass while she finished the first one and then picked up the second one.
When you've made a relevant observation in the video, please interject and stop so you can point out for us what you've seen.
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. Next, please, 932.
Here the defendant is handed a shot.
Stop, please. Okay.
Right then.
I think we'll just have to play it and you'll have to speak as you're watching it. It doesn't look like it can be stopped. Sorry, Ms. Gilman.
She's handed a shot by the bartender on the left side of the screen. She picks it up and puts it into her second cocktail glass, making it a third beverage of alcohol content that she's consuming. So right there we had, we observed Mr. O'Keefe retrieve his phone from his rear left jean pocket. And he put it back. Now the defendant picks up her second cocktail glass with the added shot in it and consumes it.
Could we proceed to the next video, please? This is now 9:45 p.m.
Yes, sir. The bartender hands over another cocktail glass and some beers. The shot goes into the empty one after it's poured into the new cocktail glass. So that's drink number four.
Does it also depict Mr. O'Keefe putting his cell phone in his back pocket again?
Yes.
By 9:45, how many drinks have been served to the defendant?
Four drinks.
Four drinks between 9:10 and 9:45?
That's correct. In 35 minutes, four drinks.
Could we proceed to the next screen, please? 10:09 p.m.
Here the defendant speaks with the bartender and gestures that she wants a shot.
Objection.
The objection sustained.
Move to strike.
I'll strike that.
Mr. O'Keefe on his cell phone again?
Yes. And he puts it in his back pocket. Defendant is showing the Mr. O'Keefe the middle finger and then puts beverages on the bar.
Should I proceed, Your Honor?
Yes.
What is the drink count at that point?
At that point, it's four drinks.
Okay. Could we have the next?
Mr. O'Keefe brings over a couple of beverages. The defendant retrieves the cocktail glass. A shot glass is picked up by one of the patrons, and the defendant retrieves it from him and places it back on the bar. The defendant is consuming the beverage in her hand, places it on the bar. And then
what time are we at now?
That was 10:34, so we're moving to 10:37.
What is the drink count at 10:34?
That is five drinks at that point.
Could we play 10:37, please?
The bartender makes four shots, top left corner. She's seen preparing the four shot glasses. Two are on the bar top now. She retrieves two more.
N41, please.
Here, the four shot glasses are redistributed. pours it into her drink. She does not consume it from the shot glass.
You're on your objection last night.
Okay, I'll strike that.
Next video, please.
Now, as the Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant are getting ready to leave, the defendant is holding the drink in her left hand, continues to sip on it. And the two walk out of the bar without the beverage in their hand being deposited anywhere.
At 10:53, how many drinks have been served to the defendant at this point?
Seven.
Objection, Your Honor.
I'm going to sustain the objection.
Move to strike.
I'll strike that.
Next slide.
And is so this... I'm going to actually see counsel to the papers on this.
Yes, Your Honor.
All rise for the court, please. There's closing notebooks. Follow me.
You are unmuted.
Back in session, you may be seated.
All right, Mr. Brennan, whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Ms. Gilman, if you could take us to 10:54, and before we begin, Trooper Kenick, is this a different location than all the video we've seen before?
Yes, this is the Waterfall Bar Grill surveillance footage from inside the lounge area. And for reference purposes, this is, at this location, the timestamp is accurate to the real time.
Ms. Gilman, could you begin at 10:54, please?
Here we see the defendant and Mr. O'Keefe walk into the bar and see their friends. And engage in hugs and greetings.
We'll let the waterfall bar videos play.
I'm sorry, sir?
We'll let the waterfall video bars play. We'll just let them play.
Okay. Thank you.
1146, please. Six, please. 1207. 1210, please. 12. Did you see the last person walk out the door on that video clip?
Yes, I did.
And did you identify who that is?
Yes, it's Mr. John O'Keefe. He's wearing the two-tone gray sweatshirt with the sleeves pulled up towards the elbows.
Is that the same clothing that you found at Good Samaritan Hospital when you went to visit?
Yes, it is.
The baseball hat, did you have an opportunity to look at the hat he was wearing?
Yes, I did.
Is that consistent with the hat that you and the group found on February 3rd, 2010?
Yes, it is.
The pants?
Yes, it is.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Showing you Exhibit 108C. This is already introduced into evidence. When you studied that photo, do you notice anything in Mr. O'Keefe's hand?
Yes, in his right hand, he's holding a short style cocktail glass with a black drinking straw protruding from it as it is backdropped on the snow on the hood of the car that's parked outside.
Could we show 108C, please?
Yes.
Ms. Gilman, could you focus the best you can on the drink? Is that the photo you looked at?
Yes, it is.
Can you point out or explain where you see the drinking straw?
Absolutely. Right there, to the right of the red indicator, you could see the straw protruding out of the glass Mr. O'Keefe is holding in his right hand.
Thank you. You can take that down, Ms. Gilman.
I'm going to allow it.
You can take that down, Ms. Gilman. Thank you. One last matter, Trooper Buchanan. In 2024, did you obtain ring video for that time period in 2024 from Mr. O'Keefe's home?
Yes, I did.
Did you provide that ring video to a person who works for a company by the name of Aperture?
Yes, we did.
And just very basically, do you know what Aperture does?
Yes, I do.
What do they do?
They assist in scientific fashion to reconstruct, test, and evaluate, analyze vehicle-involved crashes and deaths.
Is Aperture part of the Mass State Police team?
They are not.
Are they a private company?
Yes, they are.
May I approach?
Yes.
Handing an item to you, do you recognize it?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's a ring video from 2024.
So what location?
Meadows Ave.
Thank you. I'd move this to evidence.
No objection.
Thank you.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
Exhibit 139.
Thank you. Whenever you're ready, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Sergeant Buchnick.
Good afternoon, sir.
I want to talk to you for a second about roles in this case, in this investigation. Would you agree with me that Michael Proctor was the lead investigator as well as the case agent in charge of this case?
He was assigned as the case officer for the case.
In that position, given the fact that it was his assignment, would you agree with me that he had a leadership role insofar as the investigation of the case was concerned?
I wouldn't call it a leadership role. It's more of a facilitator, a liaison between the DA's personnel within the office and the state police. He also helps facilitate any missions, outstanding tasks that need to be completed.
He obviously had a supervisor, correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
He obviously had a supervisor, correct?
He did, yes, that would be myself.
That would be you.
Yes.
Every case has some lead trooper in your unit, correct? Every case is assigned to someone to sort of be in charge and lead the charge of the investigation. Is that right?
Every case has a case officer that manages the investigation.
Right. And managing the investigation doesn't mean just, you know, right, typing up schedules. It means actually managing the investigation, like deciding what search warrants are going to be written in certain circumstances. You guys want an example, correct?
They're responsible for writing and authoring those search warrants. Sometimes the recommendation, suggestion, or leadership comes from the supervisors or the DA staff, where their experience might dictate otherwise.
And sometimes it comes from the lead case agent himself or herself, correct?
At times, yes.
Every team, even back when you were in the military, you were on many, many teams in the Marine Corps, correct?
I'm sorry, you were speaking facing away from me. I couldn't hear you.
Every team, including back in the time you were in the military, back in the time you were at the time you were in the Marine Corps, every team has multiple individuals involved in that team, correct? That's the whole point of a team, multiple people, correct?
I would agree with you that a team consists of more than one person. Yes.
And it has to be some sort of echelon of leadership on that team, correct? Everybody's not just an equal, co-equal, correct?
We might have different duties, responsibilities, but some teams have equal rank, yeah.
But there's going to be a team leader, right? That's a military phrase, team leader.
Yes, there is a team leader in the Marine Corps, in the rifle platoon, but not every team has a leader.
Did the team in this case, in this investigation, have a leader? Someone who was assigned as the lead case agent. Not just another officer, not just another detective, but the lead case agent.
The case officer for the investigation was Michael Proctor.
But you don't want to say lead case agent or case officer, correct?
I refer to that billet as case officer.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.